I'm here by the Hag of Bera, this piece of stone, which was exactly like what has been petrified. Anyhow, so a number of versions of the story, I'll just try and tell you one edition of the story very briefly. So in ancient times, there was a man named Saint Caterpillar, who was preaching the Christian faith in these parts, but the Hag of Bera was some local wise woman who perceived Christianity to be imperiling her wicked hold over the people. She was some sort of sorceress. So she lived in these parts, went to Whiddy Island and Bantry Bay, which is quite far away from here, because we've got this little bay, I think it's Kilcatherine's Bay. That's the main part of the Bera Peninsula. On the other side of the Bera Peninsula is about 10 kilometres from here, and that's Bantry Bay. And Whiddy Island is at the far end of Bantry Bay, quite close to the town of Bantry itself, where that oil tank famously, notoriously exploded in 1981. The Hag of Bera, she stole the prayer book from the sleeping saint, and then a disabled person informed Saint Catherine, so he chased the Hag of Bera and got his prayer book back, and then he turned this wicked woman to stone. But, I mean, it's really not that amazing, this rock. I mean, it's a slightly odd shape cropping up here. So it's one of those back formations, this rock. How are we going to explain this rock? And okay, we'll make that up. And she's facing the sea. I mean, is that the face? Look at that way. I guess there's the sea. So there we go. And there's famously the Porrick Pierce poem, which you composed shortly before the First World War. Mason era, well, I am Ireland. You know, this movie, The Hag of Bera, and that was on a mural in Irish. I think it was in Irish. Then in 1966, for the Golden Jubilee of the Easter Rising, that symphony Mesa Era was composed. We're not fantastic at classical music in Ireland, but so people still seem to have some superstitious beliefs about it. Look at the little offerings, the pieces of wood people have left there, the coins, the rings, the flowers, the keys. Wow. And it's obviously been a place of veneration from pre-Christian times. And there's still some sort of history to this cult. What are they doing? Is it sympathetic magic to bring them back? Fortune to leave this stuff? Euro coins, you know, euro cents, pounds, sterling coins, you know, pence, and so forth. Okay, that's enough for me. Okay, I hope you can hear me because it's a very blustery day. Toodaloo, everyone.